from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin affirms Sharia economy and finance to boost Sharia economy and finance in regions. Minister Retno expresses condolences and remembers friendship with her Iranian counterpart Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian. And here's the news in detail, read by Steve. Vice President Maruf Amin stated that the establishment of the Regional Committee for Sharia Economy and Finance aims to boost the Sharia economy in regions and make a significant impact on regional economy. At the inauguration of West Sulawesi Provincial KDEKS in Mamuju, West Sulawesi on Wednesday, he remarked that over the last 5 years, Sharia or Islamic-based economy and finance has continued to grow amid the economic recovery period. He also noted that the Sharia economy has become one of the new sources for economic growth. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi visited the residence of Ambassador of Islamic Republic of Iran in Jakarta on Wednesday to express her condolences on the death of President Ebrahim Raisi and her Iranian counterpart Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian. Retno Marsudi's arrival was welcomed by Ambassador of Islamic Republic of Iran to Indonesia, Mohammad Borojadi. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian and their entourage were declared dead after a helicopter crash in Jowa, East Azerbaijan province on Sunday.
Atas nama pemerintah dan seluruh rakyat Indonesia,
on behalf of the government and all the people of Indonesia, express my deep condolences on the passing away of President Raisi, Foreign Minister Hossein, and also the delegation.
Menteri Luar Negeri Hossein dan juga delegasi.
Moreover, Minister Marsudi also explained that the relations between the two countries are going well. She remembered when President Raisi visited Indonesia in May 2023 and met with President Joko Widodo. The meeting resulted in a number of agreements, including the signing of preferential trade agreement, which is currently in the process of ratification. She vowed that the most prominent aspect in the relationship between Indonesia and Iran is cooperation in the field of health, including robotic telesurgery, which can now be found in a number of hospitals in Indonesia, such as Dr. Hasan Sadikin Hospital in Bandung, West Java, and Dr. Sarjito Central General Hospital in Yogyakarta. Minister Retno Marsudi also shared her close relationship with Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian, whose relationship was good not only at the government level, but also an individual friendship.
Dan saya masih ingat betul beliau selalu mengingatkan.
And I still remember very well, he always reminded me of the standing invitation for me to visit Tehran, and the standing invitation has not yet been fulfilled, but he has gone before us. Furthermore, over the last few years, Minister Retno Marsudi has held bilateral meetings with her Iranian counterpart, Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian, for 6 times. The meeting was held in the midst of international agenda followed by both, including in the last meeting in Banjul, Gambia. Both ministers attended the summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The 10th World Water Forum in Bali on Wednesday discussed how community-based disaster warning systems are the most important component of the Center of Excellence Cooperation. The warning systems in the community are the main requirement. However, if this is not supported by appropriate spatial planning and technology, there will be victims. The Center of Excellence discussed it. This was conveyed by the head of Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Dwi Korita Kanawati, on Wednesday. She made the statement after attending a panel discussion on Center of Excellence held as a part of the 10th World Water Forum in Badung, Bali. The Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment launched the International Tropical Seaweed Research Center, or ITSRC, in Badung District, Bali, Wednesday. The research center was launched by National Research and Innovation Agency, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, and the Ministry of National Development Planning. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, has stated that the ITSRC marked an important step in global collaboration for research, development, and upstream to downstream integration of seaweed industry. Ireland, Norway, and Spain have announced they will formally recognize a Palestinian state from May 28. Spain and Ireland said the decision was not against Israel nor in favor of Hamas, but rather in support of peace. As reported by BBC.com, Israel reacted angrily, warning that the move would mean more instability in the region and recalling its ambassadors to all three countries. Both Hamas and its rival, the Palestinian Authority, have welcomed the recognition. Norway was first to make its announcement Wednesday in a move coordinated with the other two countries. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said in an address that the move was in support of moderate forces that are on retreating front in the protracted and cruel conflict. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has vowed to fight for every vote as he called an early UK general election on Thursday, July the 4th. As quoted by BBC.com, the Prime Minister made the announcement in a rain-soaked speech outside the 10th Downing Street as he bids to win a fifth term in office for Conservatives. The surprise move overturned expectations of an autumn poll, which might have given the Tories a better chance of closing the gap with Labour. Singapore has maintained its GDP growth forecast for the year at a range of 1-3% as its economy grew by 2.7% year-on-year in the first quarter of 2024. As reported by CNA.com, the first quarter growth was in line with the Ministry of Trade and Industry's advanced estimates and faster than the 2.2% growth recorded in the last quarter of 2023. Economy survey by Reuters had forecasted first quarter GDP growth at 2.5%. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesia that promotes Bali and beyond in Australia and New Zealand. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy conducted a sales mission to Australia and New Zealand in a bid to promote the Bali and beyond destination. The sales mission in Australia and New Zealand took place in Sydney, Christchurch and Auckland from May 16 to 22, 2024, in collaboration with the Indonesian Tourism Promotion Alliance, APPI, Garuda Indonesia and Air New Zealand. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, on Friday, May 17, said, "This sales mission is a form of Indonesia's consistency in promoting Bali and beyond, including the five super priority destinations, which also have enchanting, authentic, and unique attractions, both in terms of landscape and surrounding culture." Marketing Deputy of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nimade Ayu Martini, said that Bali is one of the favorite destinations of Australians. Therefore, promotional efforts for the five priority tourism destinations are carried out to arouse the interest of the Australian people to visit destinations around Bali. She also hopes that these foreign tourists can extend their stay and increase spending in Indonesia. Meanwhile, for New Zealand tourists, she added that the number of visits to Indonesia before the pandemic always showed a positive trend. In 2023 alone, there were around 116,000 New Zealand tourists visiting Indonesia. According to Nimade Ayu Martini, Air New Zealand or ANZ direct flights to Denpasar play an important role in this achievement, and the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy encourages ANZ to increase its frequency and open new routes to other cities in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Director of Tourism Marketing for the Asia-Pacific region of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Wisnu Sindu Trisno, said that in the sales mission, there are 16 Indonesian tourism industry players participating, and around 70 Australian and New Zealand tourism industries will attend events in each city. The activities include business-to-business meeting, product presentation and tourism update, and tabletop. Wisnu Sindu Trisno also appreciated Garuda Indonesia and Air New Zealand joining the sales mission, and hoped they could provide more information about connectivity between Australia, New Zealand, and Indonesia to the participants. That was Diplomatic Corner.
We begin today in history with the event on May 23, 1906, when the Wright brothers received an airplane patent. The Wright brothers, or Will Wright and Wilbur Wright, were the creators of the first airplane designed to use an engine. Exactly on May 23, 1906, they got the United States patent for their flying machine, namely any machine or vehicle which is capable of flying in the atmosphere. Let's move to the event on May 23rd about World Turtle and Tortoise Day. World Turtle and Tortoise Day is commemorated every 23rd May. The World Turtle and Tortoise Day was first initiated by the non-governmental organization American Tortoise Rescue in 1990 and was first commemorated in 2000. This commemoration aims to draw the world's attention to existence of turtles and tortoises, to improve knowledge and to respect their existence. This commemoration encourages all parties around the world to help turtles and tortoises that are threatened with extinction to survive and breed. We end today in history with the event on May 23, 2015, when the world mathematician John Forbes Nash Jr. passed away. John Forbes Nash Jr. is an American mathematician. His work in game theory, differential geometry, and partial differential equation have paved the way for scientists to study the factors that govern probability and events in everyday life. His theories are used in economics, computers, evolutionary biology, artificial intelligence, accounting, politics, and in the military. Towards the end of his life, he served as a senior research mathematician at Princeton University in USA. He was also awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics along with the game theorists Reinhard Selden and John Harsanyi. In 1994, in 2015, he was awarded the Abel Prize along with Louis Nirenberg for his research on nonlinear partial differential equations. John Forbes Nash passed away on 23rd May 2015. That's Today in History.
Terlalu indah dilupakan, terlalu sedih dikenangkan. Setelah aku jauh berjalan dan kau ku tinggalkan. Betapa hatiku bersedih mengenang kasih dan sayangmu. Setulus pesanku kepadaku, engkau kan menunggu. Andaikan kau datang kembali, jawaban apa yang kan ku beri? Adakah cara yang kau temui untuk kita kembali lagi? Betapa hatiku bersedih mengenang kasih dan sayangmu. Setulus pesanmu kepadaku, engkau kan menunggu. Oh, andaikan kau datang kembali, jawaban apa yang kan ku beri? Adakah cara yang kau temui untuk kita kembali lagi? Bersinarlah bulan purnama, serta tulus cintanya. Bersinarlah terus sampai nanti, lagu ini ku akhiri. Oh, andaikan kau datang kembali. Jawaban apa yang kan ku beri? Adakah cara yang kau temui untuk kita kembali lagi? Bersinarlah bulan purnama, seindah serta tulus cintanya. Bersinarlah terus sampai nanti. Lagu ini ku akhiri.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on Environment Ministry highlights lake ecosystem significance in the 10th World Water Forum. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry highlighted the importance of maintaining the lake ecosystem because of its main role in the ecosystem and as a freshwater reservoir in the surface. This was discussed in a panel at the 10th World Water Forum in Bali. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya, in a keynote speech read by Deputy Minister Alu Dohong on Tuesday, said that the 10th World Water Forum is an important moment to share thoughts and discuss important issues in saving important ecosystems such as lake that is prone to pressure from its surrounding. She also reminded that the lake also plays an important role in the food cycle, water purification, climate, biodiversity, as well as traditional and recreational activities. Besides, Minister Siti Nurbaya put emphasis on the importance of keeping the lake ecosystem healthy in a bid to overcome water-related disasters, global environmental challenges such as climate change, pollution, and biodiversity loss. Moreover, the Environment and Forestry Ministry supported the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, mainly the Goal 6 about guaranteeing the availability and management of water as well as sustainable sanitation for all. Goal 6, she said, is yet on the right path to achieve the target by 2030, and the fresh water volume was also reportedly declining half of it. More than half of the biggest lakes in the world are shrinking because of great pressure from excessive water and basin utilization, as well as the climate crisis. To overcome this, many nations, including Indonesia, have begun a national movement to save lake ecosystems since 2009, which was followed by more policies, guidelines, and action plans to save priority lakes. At the occasion, Minister Siti Nurbaya also appreciated the adoption of UNEA Resolution 5/4 on Sustainable Lake Management on 2 March 2022, which is an important milestone in lake management globally. She affirmed that sustainable lake management must be an integral component in balancing environmental preservation and economic development. She also invited all to develop a concrete commitment in the Collaborative Act for Sustainable Lake Management by setting an agreed target and indicator to monitor and evaluate the development of Collaborative Act implementation. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Time of Water Forum officially began with the Segara Kirti ceremony at Surf by the Wave Beach, Kura-Kura area of Bali on May 18. The Segara Kirti ceremony is considered a praiseworthy act to abstractly care for and purify the sea. The ceremony aims to ask for grace so that the sea remains clean and sustainable and humans can live in prosperity and happiness. The Segara Kirti ceremony begins with the worship featuring a sacred dance as an offering medium. The dances are Topeng Panasar, Sanghyang Jaran, Sanghyang Dedari, Baris Cerkuak, Rejang Putri Maya, and Sidi Karya Mass Dance. In this edition, we introduce one of these dances, the Sanghyang Dedari Dance. Sanghyang Dedari Dance is a dance that is considered sacred and repellent. Generally, repellent in this context is also interpreted to dispel the negative aura that enters the village. In the performance, pure child dancers must perform special rituals so that the spirit of God can possess their bodies. After that, the dancers become unconscious. Then, they will wake up and immediately dance with their eyes closed throughout the performance to the accompaniment of Balinese gamelan music. Sanghyang Dedari is believed to be a dance that invites the gods and goddess from heaven to descend with the gift of life on earth. Originally, the dance was performed annually at Pura or Balinese Hindu temple of Kahyangan Tiga in Celuk village, Kianyar, to invoke safety for the local community. However, Sanghyang Dedari is now regularly presented as a part of tourist attraction in several places in Bali.
Bagai apa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, welcome back to today's editions of Miscellany that comes to greet you with the title Trisuci Waisak Commemorations. Listeners, May 23, 2024, Buddhists celebrate the commemorations of the three holy Vesak 2568 Buddhist Era, or BE. Three holy Vesak reminds Buddhists of three important events, namely the birth of Prince Siddhartha. Prince Siddhartha attained great enlightenment and became Buddha, and Gautama Buddha Parinibbana. Reporting from the official website of Directorate General of Buddhism of the Ministry of Religion of the Republic of Indonesia, to welcome Vesak, the Ministry of Religion has set the theme of the commemorations of the three holy Vesak Day 1568 BE, namely diversity awareness of the way of life, sublime, harmonious, and happy. The The peak of the Vesak 2568 BE celebrations is held on May 23, 2024 at Borobudur Temple, Central Java. Thousands of Buddhists from Indonesia and several Asian countries gathered at Borobudur Temple. The peak of the Vesak event opens with the Kirab Vesak event from Mendut Temple to Borobudur Temple. Commemorations of the second of Vesak, Paradaksina Borobudur Temple, and the release of lanterns. The Vesak celebrations of Borobudur Temple is always enlivened by the release of lanterns. This event is always greeted with enthusiasm by the community. In fact, it is an attraction for local and foreign tourists. The flight of lanterns at the Lantern Festival is a symbol that prayers will soon be answered. After the release of lanterns on May 23rd, followed by a meditations walk to the Medang Market around Borobudur Temple, which will be held on May 24th to 26th, 2024. The peak of the Vesak celebration is open to public so that tourists can see the celebrations. However, there are some sacred events so that Borobudur Temple Tourism Park also makes adjustment to tourist visits. Regular tourists who come on that day are still served from 6:30 local time. Tourists can also still visit the Borobudur Temple structure, which is open until session 4 or until 11:30 local time only. The entrance for people who want to attend the peak of Vesak 2024 remains through door 1 or the tourist entrance, while exit access is directed to door 6 TWC Borobudur. That's miscellany. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hello listeners, we are going to talk about a song by an Indonesian singer, Christine Panjaitan. Christine Panjaitan was known in the 80s with her top hits such as Katakan Sejujurnya or Be Honest. This song was included in an album of the same name, Katakan Sejujurnya, released in 1987. The song was an everlasting one in Indonesia. Written by Rinto Harhab, it was about two lovers who loved each other until they broke up because of some differences. In 2014, a group band, Armada, released this song with a different version as a tribute for the composer Rinto Harhab. Well, here is Katakan Sejujurnya by Christine Panjaitan.
Rasakan artinya
Voice of Indonesia.
Kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga, seakan penuh tanya, sedang apa di sini? Menanti pacar jawabku. Masa di sekolah, tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah.
Voice of Indonesia.